Good morning, this is Gloria and Kate with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, your Eka Strawberry Sunday might come with a 500-meter walk this year, as visitors are informed that Exhibition Station will be closed due to Cross River Road works. Transport Minister Mark Bailey announced on Saturday that visitors will have several options for public transport when the show begins on August 12th. These include catching a train to Fortis Valley with a 500-meter walk, or catching a shuttle bus from Selfan Station, Wollongong Bus Station, or Hurston Bus Station.
Preschool children are set to receive free swimming lessons under the Queensland budget to be released on June 13. The new Swim Start program will use a $150 voucher system, an extension of the existing Fair Play program, which has provided 45,000 vouchers to help families cover sports fees since 2019. In 2021 to 2022, the Queensland Family and Child Commission's annual report said that drowning was the leading cause of death for children aged from 1 to 4 years old over the past 5 years. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said that the 30,000 voucher initiative will aim to introduce children to swimming before they start school.
In national news, two school children were unexpectedly thrown into the Lane Cove River when they were on the way to Riverfield College Wharf in New South Wales on a ferry transport. Paul Garrett from the Maritime Union of Australia warns about the concerns of the public transport safety watchdog, saying the incident could have been undoubtedly avoided and the company needs to allocate more time and resources to training their crews. According to a SafeWork report, the ferry managed to dock. However, it ended up in the wrong position at a narrow exit point. The children were reportedly well supported in the aftermath of the event, and the SafeWork New South Wales regulations have formally completed the investigation.
With rent prices soaring, some Australians are paying an additional $32,000 each year. It is reported that some tenants of suburbs such as Vaucluse and Rose Bay in Sydney pay up to $600 a week more than in previous years. These increased prices are also evident in Queensland, where Gold Coast suburbs such as Clear Island Waters and Main Beach have risen up to an additional $500 per week. PropTrack economist Angus Moore said these prices are the result of limited rental availability and that the government's rental assistance raise for low-income earners is, quote, going in the right direction, end quote.
In international news, Japanese spacefaring startup iSpace Inc. has confirmed the failure of its Hakuto R-Moon landing mission as a result of a miscalculation that leads to the vessel running out of fuel. The Tokyo-based company lost connection to the unmanned shuttle when it attempted the world's first commercial soft landing and miscalculated its altitude based on a nearby cliff formation, leaving it to plummet 5 kilometers to the lunar surface. Ryo Uji, a space chief technology officer, said, quote, "We might have had a chance to successfully land on the moon if we didn't change the landing site, but that's just a hypothesis," end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is so cold that rock in your shoe is actually your toe. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
It's time for QPAC's Feel Good Concert of the